station.
Hey, good morning. We're back. 922, got the clouds. And 22 degrees. Happy Monday. Yes, they do exist. March 14th edition of the morning show. Thank you so much for waking up with us here this morning and letting us be a part of your day and part of your life. Well, as promised, on the phone with me, talking with Carrie Kleingartner from Red River Communications. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you today?
I am just fine. And let me be the first one to say happy anniversary. You got a big celebration coming up.
Yes, we do. Yes, this is our 70th year of, we're calling it our 70th year of progress.
Unbelievable. And you got a big celebration coming up at Richland Elementary School out there in Aber. Tell us about this.
Yes, this Thursday is our 70th annual meeting. It is the annual meeting of the Red River Rural Telephone Association, which is our DBA is Red River Communications, is what you guys know us as.
Sure.
And we're going to be gathering at the elementary school at 5 p.m. for a wonderful meal. We're going to have some product demonstrations, and you're going to be able to visit with our team and about all the new technology that's coming out, our new services that are available. And then after that, we will be rolling into our annual meeting.
Okay, now this sounds like a good time. Now, I would imagine that people showing up to this, Carrie, will be able to see kind of where everything's heading here. And, man, exciting times for Red River Communications.
Yeah, you know, it really is. We're in kind of a perfect situation right now. I know that coming off of the last few years of COVID and all of the challenges that have been associated with that, us ourselves, we had to do a virtual meeting last year for our annual meeting, which was a very unique situation for our cooperative. We're normally just you know, our gatherings are in person, and it's our time to get in front of our customers, but naturally we could not do that last year. So it's been a challenge, but we are very excited to be back in person, meeting with our members and our customers face-to-face, and we're going to make it a big celebration since this is our 70th year.
Unbelievable. So dinner's at 5 o'clock, and people can register for some prizes, too. Tell us about this.
Yeah. So since this is our 70th anniversary, we've decided to go big. You know, typically, if you have been to one of our annual meetings before, we give away a lot of hats and just some smaller prizes. But this year, we've decided to go with cash because we know everybody loves cash. And it's going to be three different prize drawings, $500, $250 and $100. So all cooperative members, as they enter the meeting, will be able to register for that. And we will be doing the big prize drawing at the end of the night after the annual meeting.
Carrie, how great is it to be back in person with everybody?
Oh, you know what? We're so excited. We have lots of things that we've been working on since we've seen people face to face, and we cannot wait to fill them in on all of the different ventures that we've been doing. We are working on some new expanded territories, being the Wahpeton and Breckenridge area, being two of our newer communities that we are in. We're excited to talk about our build areas, which we're doing in those two communities this year. We are working with some different funding mechanisms right now to try to expand our territory into some more of the rural areas. Being the rural Wahpeton area is one of the places we're focusing, trying to get some money to get some fiber cable out to those communities too. So come to our annual meeting. You will get to learn all about what we have been doing and our plans for the future. And, you know, it's just great for people to get involved, especially if you're a cooperative member. I mean, right, this is your chance to really get to know who is your leadership, who are the people that are on staff here at Red River Communications. You know, the same people that you're going to talk to at the table are the people that are going to be answering your phone calls with your tech support and your billing questions. And so it's just a great opportunity for you to get to know us, who we are, and what we do.
Oh, it sounds like this is going to be one great celebration. Gary, listen, congratulations on 70 years in business out there. And we got so much ground to cover. We're going to talk more about this tomorrow, okay? So we'll talk with you then.
Yep. That sounds great, Bill. Thank you so much for this opportunity. And again, everybody, please come out to our annual meeting on Thursday, March 17th, and dinner, which is served by Antelope Creek. I don't think I mentioned that before. They are going to be starting that at 5 p.m. So we'll see you guys all there.
Sounds good. Carrie Kleingartner, thanks so much for spending some time with us here. Yes, great celebration going on at Richland Elementary in Amber this Thursday, March 17th. And as I mentioned, a lot of ground to cover. We're going to be talking more with our good friends at Red River Communications tomorrow, right around 9:20 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr with an